Today we'll be'ezer Hashem be learning Daf Yud Beis of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Rosh Hashanah for Maisa, and that produce grown in one year may not be mixed with produce of another year for the purposes of Maisa. The cutoff day for determining the 2 years, as explained in our Gemara, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Several related topics about Maisas in general, including Maisa Yerek, which is Drabanan, and Maisa Dagan, which is Dairaisa, Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani, and the source in the Torah for how to apply these to the correct years in the Shemitah cycle. Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim, and how that applies Lahalacha. Some of the key topics and concepts we'll learn about include Maaser Dagan. After a crop is harvested and brought to the owner's house or yard, the owner separates Truma from the crop and gives it to a kohen. The rabbinic amount that was set for Truma is 2% of the produce. After Truma is separated from the produce, 10% of the remaining produce is given to the Levi as Maaser Rishon. Once Truma Gedoyla and Maaser Rishon have been separated from the crop, the second Maaser is then separated. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, Maaser Sheni is separated, which must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there while one is in a state of purity. In the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, Maaser Ani is separated, which is given to the poor. Maaser Behema. The mitzvah of Maaser Behema is that one designates every 10th kosher animal born into his herd over the course of the previous year and separated as Maaser Behema. If the Maaser Behema animal has no mum, it is offered as a carbon and eaten by its owner in Yerushalayim. If it has a mum, the owner may slaughter and eat it anywhere. B'nedarim halach achar lashem b'nei adam. When it comes to interpreting the intentions of one who makes a neder, we interpret the meaning of his words as generally used by people, and not necessarily the Torah interpretation of a certain word. Hamudr hanoa mechaver. This refers to one who may not derive benefit from the property of another as a result of either his vow or that of the other person. Shemitah. The Torah prohibits working the land every 7th year, as described in the Torah in Parashat Bahar. Produce that grows during the 7th year is holy b'kedusha shvias. The produce of the Shemitah year is also considered hefker, and anyone may come into any field and pick it with the intention of eating it.